Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Am I the only one who has squandered my nope? Or did anybody else use one?
I noped you because you threatened to quit.
Oh, that's right.
News. News.
Sorry.
Is to decide.
Getting a little rage.
Yeah.
Or nope.
News or nope. Only the girls have nopes. Mm. And they're so passive, they're not even going to use them.
I always just forget I have one.
It's the last day of the week, you guys. Nope something.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you will.
But maybe I won't.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Haven't really decided what's
going on. You don't know what you're doing.
No, I can share something. Dylan Efron, the younger brother of Zac Efron, who was in fourth place on Dancing with the Stars this year.
He came in fourth? I thought that was Elaine.
There were five in the finale. Elaine, then Dylan, then Jordan, then Alex.
That's a lot for a finale.
It is a lot for a finale.
Okay, sorry.
His name is not actually Dylan.
Because I wanted.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, his name is not Dylan. His name is Nicholas Dylan Harrison Efron.
What's his first name?
Nicholas. And I don't know. He's like basically just gotten rid of Nicholas, so now he's just Dylan Harrison Efron. I have no idea why. He didn't seem to completely explain it, and even his bestie Boston Rob from Survivor didn't know. So.
Do you think he did it or did his parents do it?
Maybe his parents just called him Dylan. My friend actually went to college with Dylan Efron and he was Dylan in college. So must have been early on.
Yeah. Dad's name is David. So it's not like a duality there or anything. I don't know.
Like my father did that. Like my father named the second child is the same first name as my father.
Not the first.
No.
Seems odd.
Like the first child is Lonnie. Second one is Scott. But his actual first name is Lewis. But he's always gone by Scott. So his middle name is Scott.
Was that like we want to do a test kid first?
I don't know.
Before we
put a stamp
on it?
The batter wasn't real good with Lonnie. And then they, And then they made it.
Okay, well, Zach, I'm Googling it. It is Zachary.
That's his name.
Yeah, Zachary David Alexander Efron.
I just don't understand if you want your kid's name to be Scott or you want it to be Dylan. So name him Dylan. Just name him Dylan.
I always liked this, weirdly.
Both had double middle names.
They do, yeah.
That's interesting. And now Dylan's like, forget it.
I always liked people that go by their middle name. I don't know why.
Really?
I know a guy who was Ryan my whole life, and then I found out, no, it's actually Chris. And it just...
Why those two names?
Yeah.
Those don't go well together.
Well, also, they're just both basic.
Christopher Ryan?
Yeah, Christopher Ryan was his name.
That's a good, like, Hollywood name.
Kind of like Christopher Robin?
Do you know what I like? When somebody has just a letter for their name. F. Scott Fitzgerald. I think his first name is actually F.
Are you talking about T. Hack?
Ah, T.
No, but that's not his real name.
But basically.
I know a guy named S.
It was Francis Scott Key Fitzgerald.
Who's S?
Hey, you guys. When we actually do this live, can we try to be a little more compelling?
For sure, and I'll pick a different story.
Because this is trash right now.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Netflix is in a legal dispute with a director, Carl Eric Rinch, I think is his name. He's most known for directing 47 Ronin. It was like a...
is that another kind of kung fu
Keanu Reeves
thing
is in
Keanu?
It. Yeah. So anyways, Netflix gave him $11 million to film a show. And this guy went, great. And then didn't film a show.
Oh,
he deposited the money directly into his own bank account. We've got some stats here. He bought 5 Rolls Royces. He bought a Ferrari.
I want to be friends with this dude.
$650,000 on watches and clothing. 2 mattresses that costed him over $638,000 for 2 mattresses.
What are they made out of?
And almost $300,000 in bedding, luxury bedding.
So can buy that many nice cars for under $11
million? Yeah, he also paid off $1.8 million in credit card bills and didn't have a show. And then they kept giving him more money, and Netflix is kind of like, hey, where's that show we talked about? So they're taking him to court.
Absolutely. How is he going
to? I don't know.
Shouldn't he go to jail?
Yes.
That's fraud.
Court is the first step to jail.
No, but this sounds like civil court where you like go after
I
money.
I don't think so.
Oh, he's been convicted. Yeah, he has been convicted. He's been found guilty of wire fraud, money laundering.
Oh, so he's going to go to jail.
Yeah, he is going to go to jail.
Wow.
My mistake.
And then does Netflix just take all the cars back?
I don't know. That's what I don't. Have you ever heard of anything like this where you just know what happens with all that stuff? And how did they not notice?
He has to sell it all
and then give them money.
Jeez. Yeah.
But then it's still not going to be enough.
No.
It just seems.
I don't know.
How are there not more checkpoints along the way? Like, you got episode one that we can
give us? What? The script. Can we just look at the script? Yeah. Or? Wow. Okay. That's incredible. This has been the best news or no.
I think this is the first news story of Netflix getting more money, and we're happy about it.
Yeah. Yes.
They've raised their price.
Facts.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Our favorite lifestyle woman, Martha Stewart. Eats her bagels in a very weird way.
Well, what does she do?
She does what?
She eats her bagels in a very weird way. She posted about it on Instagram.
Hold on. Can anybody in the room, does anybody want to take a guess first?
Yep.
Because here's the thing.
Does she eat them from the whole house?
Yep.
Do we remember the Justin Bieber thing? Was that a prank?
That was a prank. The burrito thing. It was a prank.
And it wasn't actually Justin Bieber?
Correct.
Where he just corn cobbed it? He was like,
but these are
like right through the middle of it.
Like, what are your
options?
And
she posted this herself.
So this is,
does she cut them in half and then bites from the rounded side?
No.
What?
Oh, my friend did that recently and we all roasted him.
Does she not slice it in half? Because I don't always slice it.
Just puts cream cheese on top.
Yeah, ooh. Just like packs the center of it.
Yeah, I do that with dinner rolls. Who's got the time to cut them?
I'm worried about you.
I'm trying to get through this basket. Get the butter on them.
Okay, I have no more theories.
She basically rips and dips, but all together at one time. So she will cut it in half horizontally, and then cuts that in half vertically. So then you have the two little sides.
Yeah.
And then she takes them and rips them all into tiny little pieces. No cream cheese yet. Just the bagel in a bunch of little pieces. And then individually puts cream cheese on every single piece before she even takes a bite. That's crazy.
She needs to be stopped.
Mm-hmm. I love her, but this is too much.
She needs to do jail time or something.
Sure. Time to make her come.
I'm sorry.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.